Just a little more time is all we're asking for. Just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down. Nobody wants to show you how. So if you're locked on your own, you can never surrender. And if your life won't lead you home, you can never surrender. And when the night is cold and dark.
Good evening and welcome to my 24th podcast show of the Never Give Up show. I am Bailey Smith, your host, and tonight I have another amazing guest. Thankfully, I've been very blessed to have met amazing people through networking, through podcasting, through social media, and tonight is one of those people. I want to give out our phone number. Please call in 516-531-9643, 516-531-9643. I'd love to hear from you. Join our conversation. We are also live right now on blogtalkradio.com/friendstalk. This is an archived show that will be on blogtalkradio.com/friendstalk. I will also be uploading it this evening to SoundCloud, the Never Give Up show, so you can listen to it at another time. But I do enjoy having callers call in. Again, 516-531-9643. Tonight's guest is someone, again, I met on social media, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, I don't know, something like that. I've collaborated with him on his platform 3 times now, and I love talking to him, so I'm really excited to have him on my show. My guest tonight is Vincent A. Lancy, a horrific crime victim who is now a survivor, thriver, and a real success. And I mean a real success. I mean, he had 3 podcasts going on Instagram, actually 2 simultaneously, and then another 2 simultaneously, and now he's doing YouTube shows. And I feel honored to have been on all 3. Vincent says his passion is to help others through his story and experiences. His latest offering is a mental health book for kids scheduled for August 2021. After suffering a traumatic brain injury, TBI, and being the victim of a hit-and-run accident while walk-coma and never looked back. At first, there was a speculation from the doctors as to whether I would make it through the initial night. As I remained alive, their concerns switched to whether I would ever be able to go to the bathroom on my own, walk or talk properly again. I battled back and adapted a tell me I can't and I will outlook on life. I learned that expectations are just that. What people expect, I knew if I worked hard enough, I would shatter those expectations. I am now a 3-time published author, coach, speaker, and podcaster. And his information is posted wherever I posted the show, where he can be booked to collaborate, to find out more about him, about his books. I could tell you that the one that I posted on LinkedIn and on Instagram with me holding it was an amazing book, and especially for kids. If you listen to what I had to say in the interview, there's a small portion in there. I talk about how it was really great. It's a really great book. So, you know, please check him out. He's incredible and really incredible guy, and I'm honored to have him on my show, and I'm honored to know him. And again, I'll give out our phone number, 516-531-9643. Please call in, because we need to keep him on for 2 hours, okay? Well, I'm going to bring him on right now. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, Bailey.
You sound really tired.
I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm excited to be here. It's going to be a nice chat with you. It's always nice to catch up with you, and now it's going to be one on your time.
Yep. Well, it's still going to be your show. it's still all about you.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, I don't know where you want to start. If you want to start current, you want to start from the beginning, you know, your story.
We could start anywhere. From New York originally, wrestling, baseball, cross country were my sports in the early part of high school. I moved down to Tampa in 2009, went to University of Tampa, got my finance degree. 2 days before what should have been my last semester as an undergrad, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. Doctors, that's in the intro she gave me, said I may not make it through the night. And then the doubts just slowly shifted to not being able to walk ever again, 24/7 aid the rest of my life, all these things. Then it was either sit and sulk, cry, why me, or do something about it. And that's what fast-forward to now. I wanted a finance job my whole life with the title and the salary, the whole nine. And then I started getting a taste of it, and it just wasn't what I wanted, wasn't what I expected. So I scaled back, left a lot of money on the table, and began this entrepreneurial path about almost 8 years ago now. And we got the four shows, the four books. The two big ones for me are Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, which is really for middle school age and adults. And then we have on this Friday, Mental Health Week coming out, and that is going to be the go-to book for all elementary school students. It's a mental health adventure, and you're going to be hearing about that book real soon.
Wow. And tell us a little bit more about I didn't get a chance to read your first book, Left for Dead. Talk more about your experience, you know, were you walking down the street, was it nighttime, just coming
I was walking home in the sidewalk bicycle lane area, and it was kind of one of the wrong places, wrong times, and there's nothing I can do about it. I eventually just realized that this is what it is from now on, so that was the big turning point for me, is once I was out of denial and I was accepting of what happened. It was just, let's work. It was time to go to work.
How long was your recovery from that?
Oh, well, I still am. You know, 2013.
Right.
Parts of me, I still am recovering. Yeah.
Wow. Do you ever have PTSD from it?
There's different variations of things I experienced after the accident. I mean, I didn't get my short-term memory back, even the biggest shift from my accident, until about 6.5 years after my accident. That was the first time I noticed a large change in my short-term memory.
Wow. So you have a short-term memory issue still to this day.
It is what it is. I work extremely hard to use my brain at all times to always be working, so that way the brain works better. If you work with your brain, I've learned it helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more. So this happened 2013.
2013. I was literally 2 or 3 days or something before my last semester. a shame.
So it's, we're going on 8 years almost or something like that.
It's crazy how time flies, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Insane.
So,
blows my mind. Seems like yesterday in some aspects, but at the same time, it's been a long journey.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is. It's like one of those things that just never ends. But you have, you have incredible, you're a very, like one of those tough people that just, you know, I love how you said, tell me I can't and I will. I love
that. That's what I went by. It was just every single thing. It was someone telling you, no, it's not going to happen. And it was as little as I won't walk again or know the alphabet again or having or be on my own, go to the bathroom my own again, to know I won't finish school, I won't do this. It was just a never-ending cycle of no's. So at some point it was just, tell me I can't and I will.
Wow. And did you ever finish school?
I went back. They told me it would be a year or two off. I went back that same year. I was hitting January. I was in summer classes in May.
Wow.
Yeah, it was somewhat of a miracle. I don't take it lightly. Very thankful.
Wow. And so you were able to finish school, and then you decided that you didn't want that degree?
Well, I had to take a medical leave. I wasn't able to go back that one semester, so that's why I started in the summer, and I just took two in the summer, I believe, or three in the summer, and I just had the last classes, the capstone class, in the I guess that would be the winter semester, the fall semester.
So okay. So you never got your MBA, you never finished, or you did?
I finished that. I finished that next semester. I was one semester behind.
Oh, the next semester.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
One semester behind. Yeah.
But you got it done.
I did it, and it's walking across the stage for my spring commencement, seeing my mom's face in that situation was something that you can't put a price tag on.
Right.
You know, it was just
100%
surreal. Yeah.
Wow. But you're not doing that as work.
I am not a teacher or a student right now. I've been writing the books, doing the podcast series. I may start looking into more college level, like night classes, but we'll see. Right now I have just too much on my plate.
When are you gonna fit it in? You know, I was watching
right now it's tough.
I was watching the video that we did the other day, and I look so exhausted.
I don't think so. It's just early. That's always the look I have. It's early morning.
You're incredible. Like, what time do you start?
I'm 3 to 3, 6 days a week. So right now it's one of the longer days.
So you start at 3 a.m.?
Every day. Today I was really up at 2:30 because right now I'm in the process of putting this book out and I'm having some issues with Amazon where the cover, there's like bleed marks in the cover. I don't know. It's not my thing. I have someone doing the book cover. It's not my specialty. And
okay.
It's just, I just connected. Again,
go on.
What's up?
No. Say what you were saying.
No, go ahead.
I said I just connected with the publisher today. Yay,
oh, nice.
Bailey.
Starting the process.
She's going to write my book for me. And actually,
excellent.
We have a guest on the show. I think I tried to connect the two of you. She has a podcast. Her book actually is going to be made into movie. It was bought tonight's topic is a little bit different, and we need to break a little bit from most of my shows. Most of my shows are usually about some sort of abuse and beyond. Marianne, who I'll bring on shortly, wrote a book. Actually, I just got it, and as soon as I finish reading it, I'm going to promote it for her. It's called Dismantling Family Corruption. It was bought by a producer, it's going to, God willing, I mean, they're looking for working on A-list actor, actress to play her. And then this book is going to open the door for all of us women who have been through domestic violence and domestic abuse and all that stuff and court corruption. And it's going to open up so many doors for so many people. But I did have a whole conversation with her producer, her publisher today, talking about Amazon. But, you know, promoting is the biggest thing, is how you sell your book. I'm going to bring Marianne on because right now she's our only caller. So let her help us out on this conversation. I'm pulling words out of your mouth. Welcome, Marianne.
No, I'm trying.
Hello.
Vince is very tired because he's usually very talkative.
No. I'm alive and ready to go.
Well, I'm sorry you went through all of that, you know, suffering that you did.
Yeah, it was dark times in the beginning, and over time, you have to just find things that work for you and find things that push you in the right direction. And then once you find those things, you just have to really hone in on them.
What was the one thing that you honed in on that really pushed you?
Probably exercise. It's something every single day I don't make an excuse for. I have it in my mornings, and it's what helps me go the distance. It gives me the energy I need. It gets my mind clear. And if I'm not doing any exercise or taking walks, my mind just isn't really in the right place.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Trust me.
Yeah. Do you find that you have brain fog from that?
I don't know if I would describe it as fog. Right now, it kind of just is what it is. It's been so long now where the old brain is kind of forgotten about.
Wow. So you feel like your brain was rebuilt?
Well, I had to rewire it. I had to learn the alphabet again. You know, I literally had to relearn the alphabet. So I had to do everything over in a new way.
You know, like, as far as frustration, do you find that you get frustrated easier than you used to?
In the beginning, more so, absolutely. Agitation was very, very high. And that was just something that I found with a lot of trauma patients and a lot of TBI survivors. That's very common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With others, what I found. I'm not a doctor or a nurse or anything, but through my networking, I found that that's been very a common characteristic, I guess you could say.
And, you know, it's not – go on, Marianne. Talk.
Oh, no, you go ahead. I was just going to say I'm just amazed that this guy has done so well.
No, I appreciate it. I think anybody can do anything. It's just a matter of when the scenario changes, you have to adapt. Or, you know, a lot of people can cry. Why me? Most do cry about their situation, but not many actually want a solution and want to fix it. So I just really try to use my story, like she said, to help others and help them in their dark times.
So you're talking to two people who've been through trauma in a different way. Okay, that's why I was asking about the PTSD and triggers or whatever, because both of us, I'm sure Marianne has many and I have many, and I didn't have a physical brain injury, but I had mental trauma from
psychological abuse, yes.
Yes. So, you know, I have a lot of blocked out times, you know, where somebody will remind me of an incident or something that happened. You know, it's amazing how the brain works. It's like totally amazes me how the brain works. And, you know, it really is, you know, you rewire yourself, you know, in my situation, and I think with Marianne, yes, you hone in on something. For me, it was exercise also. You know, I always had an eating disorder. I never realized that I did. Image dysmorphia, since I'm a young girl. I can't tell you why. I know that my two sisters had it too. And, you know, basically my entire life, you know. And then, you know, during the tough time that I was going through, I started running like quite some time ago, maybe 10 years ago, but I really started crazy running. And I'm short and I'm petite. I wouldn't say I'm petite. I'm athletic, but I was 100 pounds. And for my frame, that's very, very skinny. And I understand the whole exercise thing. Unfortunately, I had 3 car accidents in the last year and a half. And I'm in the middle of recovering from the second one, from the third one, after I finally got back to normal. But, yeah, you have to focus on something positive in your life and have a healthy outlook. Many people don't. Marianne, anything to add to that?
Right. I mean, I agree with, you know, focusing on something else other than like yourself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And and talking to other people and even trying to make their day better will also help make your day better. If that makes any sense.
Well said, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
The power of story sharing is really, it's really big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm going to hook you up with her publisher because she's starting a whole forum, authors. I don't think it's just people that she helped publish, but just the network
of
authors.
Yeah, well, let me know for sure. Yeah.
Oh, she's awesome.
That's
yeah.
I can't write. I just realized today after going through it all with her, there's no way I can write my book. There's too much stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I don't even know where to condense it.
In your situation, it would be great for someone else because you have so much value to add to other people through your story where you don't want to miss
mm-hmm.
something, too. They'll just record you or whatever, and they'll play it back, and they'll just do it their own way.
Well, no, actually, we're going to do it differently. We're going to talk once a week and go chapter by chapter. Yeah. She's writing my book. She's my ghostwriter.
Nice.
You know, but she's going to be able to choose what to throw out because I was showing her Marianne's book and I said, mine could be 10 times this with all the information
yeah.
I have. And I know that Marianne, when you started, yours was the same. And by the way, I just want to tell you, started reading it yesterday. Your story starts out like mine. It's so creepy.
I'm
that's for another time.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Other people
fine.
Say that
it's
too.
It's so creepy. But anyway, I'm gonna put you on hold. We have another caller that I'm not so sure who it is. I'm gonna get back to you. Don't hang up. Let me just bring on our other guest because I don't recognize their number. I'm not sure who it is. Welcome. Who is calling?
Hey, Bailey. It's Victoria.
Hey, I thought it was you, Victoria. You know
hi,
that?
Victoria.
Hi there. Hi there. I'm sorry that I'm running a little bit late. I got a crazy situation where I live, so.
But
I really want to come on and like I haven't heard anything. Well, I mean I've heard you guys talk a little bit, but I haven't heard anything from the speaker, so. I appreciate
you
checking in on me.
Have
no.
you ever met Vince?
No.
I know I connected Vince with a bunch of people, and some of them were on your show. Right, Vince?
Uh-huh.
We had, I think, yeah, I mean, at least a handful, I feel like, two or three at least.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought Victoria was one of them. So Vince basically wrote a book about being left for dead. He was by a hit and run, and he went through a horrific brain shock. So you heard that part.
Well, I read what he had written
right.
or you had written on on your deal. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I wanted to tune in. Yeah. I remember reading saying that, you know, just tell me you can't do something and I will.
I'll give you my power to
prove you wrong. that's me.
Isn't that awesome? I love that.
That's me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good. And Victoria,
I'm interested in whatever you're talking about, too, about networking, about authors, too. I've got two women's studies professors writing my story. And she said she just finished. They've already got some New York publishers interested in it. And then they are working on finishing up the manuscript. She's like, well, you have one book for sure. And, you know, we're not sure how many more. And I said, yeah, I haven't even gotten the ones that are in my storage shed for the 13 years I was in psychotherapy when I had MPD. I have no idea what's in those things because the ultras were all in it, you know.
Right.
And so,
well,
you know, I said, I've got all that. But we did, like
you
were talking about, the Zoom meetings.
Yeah. Right.
What
you know?
Is your book going to be on?
My story of incest from infancy till 21. And, all the other childhood sexual abuse and abuse by my mother, father, grandparents, neighbors, boyfriends, pimps. Yeah. Now I've got, I did one show on YouTube. Yeah. I did a thing on YouTube with the Ms. Texas show for Human Trafficking Awareness Month in January. And it came out in February.
Yeah.
But,
well, so far,
you know, I'm always interested in other people that are, you know, have gone through, like, horrific things and come out the other end and, you know, are speaking out and having a voice and helping others, you know.
Victoria is amazing.
That's where my heart is.
I love Victoria. You're amazing, Victoria. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get back to you shortly.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love hearing your voice.
Yep.
I always love hearing your voice. So.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
So I have another caller. Should I bring them on, or would you like to talk a little bit more? Vince.
Oh, I mean, I thought you were talking to Victoria. Whatever guest you want to bring on, it's okay with me.
Do you want to talk for a few more minutes, and then I'll bring them on?
Absolutely.
So from beginning to end, wherever you want to talk, like whatever you want to talk about, you know, it's my show. Yeah. You're my guest. It's your show.
Yeah.
All of us on here are huge talkers. So we can just, like, take over the show, but it's your show, so let's talk about you.
Well, right now we're focusing on Mental Health Week. This book I'm trying to get into the hands of elementary school teachers and schools, principals across the nation. This is something I put together as a story where during the last week of school, I'm the teacher, and we take the class on a Mental Health Week field trip, the 5 school days. There's different adventures, and it's like a magic school bus type book, but with a magic track because we walk for our mental health along the way. That's going to be really big for me because I'm looking forward to helping the kids after this pandemic. They went through it just as rough as the adults. So this book is a fun story for them to read. There's learning objectives at the end of each chapter, brain checks in the middle of each chapter, just to really reiterate the information they're reading so they're not just breezing by it. And my third book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, just for kids. That book's for adults. This one's for kids. And now there's really something for everyone.
So Give us an idea of what exactly on mental health the book is focuses on.
The book is designed specifically for elementary school students.
I understand, but like, just give me an example of like one of the days or one of the ideas of what you were focusing on in that book, like what it's like to be isolated. How did you feel being isolated?
One of the areas, it's the topics in the other book, but in a story for the kids. So some of the things we're talking about are creativity. Ms. Bridge is back talking about creativity with the kids. Most of the experts are the same as the other book, so it's really good if you read the first one. Even if you don't have kids, the second one's fun because it's not, you know, written naively. You could still read it as an adult. It's just more intended for kids. I offer 10 activities in the back of that book, the new one, where there are activities. Some of them your kids can do on their own, but some of them are for like a mommy and me type thing where you would do it together to really build that chemistry up a little more.
Well, you know, I think that you should collaborate with one of us on your next book. Because we need to get mental health, domestic abuse, sexual assault, and all that stuff, education into the schools. So maybe that should be your next book. Because
I have three books already in the queue. We can definitely work on something in the future. I have three. I have projects booked out at least 2 years right now. It is something that needs to get put into the school. More awareness needs to be spread, and everybody, I mean, I know Bailey, I'm not sure of everyone else, you're doing tremendous work
to raise awareness. They're doing the same thing. This is my posse.
People aren't going to share their story unless other people are, and that's just the unfortunate side of things. And even then, people still might not share their story, but you're providing an outlet for them to at least listen, and then when they feel comfortable, they'll probably just reach out to you to share the story.
And this is what happened. This is how we networked. This is how I know all these people. Let me see who's calling in. Not sure. I think I know, but I'm not sure. Hello, welcome to the Never Give Up Show.
Hi, yes, you're right. It's Kathy up here in Maine.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Can you hear me okay on the phone?
Yes.
I just wanted to allow your guest to mention to kind of elaborate on how it is when you're at death's door, you know, the snap of a finger, how quickly life is done, change occurs, things are not as you thought they to be, and how that woke you up and saw life from moments, you know. I just thought you might want to tell us about that aspect of it, because it's quite an experience, clearly.
Yeah, everything really, the turning point was the getting out of the denial, just accepting what happened, and then once I finally had accepted what happened, it was very difficult at first when a stranger I had never met did something that I didn't deserve or ask for or do anything wrong, and that impacted my life ever more. So once I was finally able to wrap my head around that and just accept that it is what it is and move on, that's when I just had this feeling that I wanted more out of life because all the odds were stacked against me in every single thing I did. So it was just the hunger for more. I didn't know what more was, but I knew it started with just doing everything I needed to do, not miss any appointments, not miss any treatments, not miss any calls, and then eventually things would start turning in my direction. Getting cleared to go back to Florida was the first step. And finishing undergrad and so forth, just really finding ways to stay motivated to push me through.
Yeah, motivation is certainly evident in your whole story, and it's truly fascinating. And I thank you for sharing and putting it all out. Thank you for calling in. I think I'm like Bailey too. I could never write a book. You know, I would just be all.
I started.
Did you really?
But
congratulations.
I did. I wrote like the first part of my story, the first one I condensed the first 20 years of my life with this man, but there's so much to talk about, you know. And then you have the last 6 years, and it's never ended. Like, there's restraining orders, and he's violated, and this and that, and the corruption, and the police not doing their job, and it's just like, it's like it just never ends, you know?
Well,
so how do you write a book that's like 1,000 pages? You know, you have to really cut everything down. And the woman I spoke today, she broke it down for me, and how she would do it and how we would work together. And I mean, it's cheap compared to probably most people. I trust Marianne 1,000,000 times over. I know she helped Marianne just a small portion, but to have somebody write it and know it's going to be a success, and it's going to be written in a way where there's resources to help others, and maybe the mistakes I made and what others can do not to make those mistakes, and things like that. After every chapter, there's a takeaway. And her book is, I just actually bought it the other day. It's only 152 pages. And it's amazing how all these people are just thinking in here. The actual book is like 149 pages or something like that. But after each chapter is a takeaway of what people, you know, explaining certain things about the book, you know. And I think, Vince, when you wrote, you also wrote like that, right?
Every book I did was different. I have the book you have, there are end of chapter engagement. That's something that you have to do now. I've heard that from a lot of big people with books, having some kind of takeaway, having some kind of thing for the reader to stop and recollect their thoughts, what have you, take notes on the page, whatever they want to do. That's important. But when you're talking price, Bailey, too, you're saying cheap, you have to account for all the hours that you would put in just scrambling, trying to put it together. How much is your own time worth? So you have to value how much that's why if you have someone that you can trust that gives you a good deal, you know, they can save you, you know, years. And how much is the years worth to you?
Right. So basically,
you know, how much is 2 years?
It's right. And I've been talking about it for more than that. And
of
I've
course,
been writing
yeah.
a little
I mean,
here and there.
It's going to be done now,
more
though.
Than that. But it's more about going to police reports and trying to figure,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about 3 years worth plus, and figuring out which things to write about, which incidences, and how much do you write about those incidences, you know, and the mistakes that were made by the police, and all the things, but the focus of my book is not just to heal and close that chapter. It's, I mean, that's a huge part, but it's also about the mistakes I made that women should learn from, you know, and that's why I started advocating to begin with. Really about, you know, the your story. It's, you know, it's healing when you talk about it to some degree, but also, and I'm sure Vince, you can relate to that at least from your first book. But, you know, basically it's, you know, you want to write your story, but you want to also write in a way what others can take away from it, can walk away from it and say, hey, I'm going through this, and these are the things I should not do, and these are the things I should do, and here are the resources, and, you know, I would like it to be my story and a guide. And
you have to write in whatever audience is your target audience. You have to write it the best way that it's going to get to that audience, because it's not going to be for everyone. And that's something I had to accept too. Your book isn't for every single person. It's for, you have to niche it, you know, for your niche department.
Right. So what I really learned, well, one of the things is that I've already started, and this show is not about me, but what I'll just say quickly is, I already have my following. I already have my audience to some degree of people that I'm out there advocating for, and that I'm there helping them or helping them share their stories. I've already started my platform. So I'm ahead. And then again, this woman is also does help you promote it to some degree. So, and I'm pretty good at promoting stuff. So, you know, it's networking. You know, I think that I believe that you might have started all those podcasts to connect with people, you shared your story, in your first two podcasts, right? In the mental health one and the entrepreneur one, you shared your story in the beginning, and it's very therapeutic, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm asking you.
I mean, the podcast. Well, thank
you. I just want to thank you, and I want to hang up so I can listen on the computer now. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Well, feel free to call
back.
Thank
you for calling,
Kathy.
Yeah, I just talked. It's difficult for me on both. Bailey understands. Thank you. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And congratulations for all the work you put into it. And Bailey, you too,
thank
girl.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Kathy.
You
thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Be well. Okay, we're back to you. What were you going to say?
I lost my train of thought. We were on something.
About doing all the different shows that you were doing.
Oh, well, yeah, they're therapeutic. Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm hosting a mental health podcast, so it's just a therapy session in form. We're sharing what works for us, what doesn't work for us, and how to improve. So that's always amazing for me. And just kind of how the series took off like a wildfire after a while. I remember back trying to scramble for guests, and now, you know, the shows are all recorded at months out, you know, so it's very humbling. And
right.
It's awesome to be making a difference like that.
It's true. You know, I haven't, thank God, knock on wood. I haven't, and thank you to Marianne. I haven't really had to scramble for a guest. I have someone from New Zealand that reached out to
me.
She
That's
wants
cool.
to come
cool.
on the
yeah.
show. You know, it's like, I'm like, well, you know, this is the time of the show. It's not pre-recorded. It's live. She's like, no worries. Can we do it, you know, in August? She gave me a date. I have to reach out to her.
What's
but
the
that,
time zone
you know,
over there?
You know what? While we're talking, I'm going to look it up.
I wonder if they're, I'm trying to think, New Zealand. I mean, I have no idea.
Because I know Australia is like, I don't know, 18, 19 hours.
Well, Australia, I had someone on my podcast from Australia today, and the interview was at 5 a.m. Eastern, and it was at nighttime sometime over there. We did the interview at 5 a.m. our time, and they were like ready for bed, I think.
Okay, so yours are pre-recorded, so it's a little
that
bit
one was
easier.
I don't do anything live.
Right. So.
All pre-recorded.
1 second. Hold on a minute. I'm going to look. At a city. New Zealand. But here's some parts. 12:15 p.m. the next 16 hours ahead. That's in one part.
Yeah. Sounds
whatever.
About right.
Yeah.
Sounds
so
about
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. You know, I feel blessed. Like you said, you know, when you go through a trauma in your life, you can either curl up in a ball and not want to live, or you can do good with it.
Yep,
and say, this happened to me for a reason. And, you know, it's amazing what we are, if we set our minds to something, and I'm sure you have your moments, unless you overwork yourself until
mm-hmm.
you're so tired, you conk out so you never have to think.
Yeah, I overwork myself quite a bit. Quite a bit. Certain days are long days, like this week particularly, and the last 2 weeks have been a marathon because I was traveling and then playing catch up, and this book just kind of got put in the driver's seat out of nowhere, and then now we have the book ready to go on Friday.
Oh, wow. Well, make sure you send me a link to it or something, and I'll help promote you.
Absolutely.
Help promote it.
On Friday, I'll get you the link. I appreciate that. I think it's going to get a lot of good feedback. It's really something I put my heart into, and I think that the kids, more importantly, are going to enjoy it. It's a fun adventure. I think that they'll be on their feet reading it, and I think that I'm hoping that they'll want to answer the questions as they go along just because of the fun nature of the story.
Right. So you had brought in some experts, you said. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. I brought in someone I graduated high school with and college with. He's a emergency resident, physician in Miami, Florida, Dr. Basio. He talks about staying hydrated and introduces concepts like ADHD, anxiety, and depression, because those are the three most
mm-hmm.
prevalent, not the only three, but the three most common mental health challenges
mm-hmm.
kids face. Chris Bridge
mm-hmm.
comes back, talks about, she's a world-famous illustrator. She did my cover for the third book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health. She's an unbelievable person. She's got bestsellers, kids' books all around the world. So she's in there. Then we have Mr. John Infeld. He also had a traumatic brain injury. And I was a roommate with him in college. We didn't get injured at the same time or anything, but coincidentally,
wow.
He's a health teacher. He's a health teacher up in New Jersey. He talks about eating right, a healthy
mm-hmm.
diet, exercising, amongst other things. Who else? We got Mr. Tony Alexander out in Houston, Texas. He's a diversity, inclusion advocate, mental health advocate, and human resources professional. He talks about yoga and meditation with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have my elementary school guidance counselor. We stay in touch all these years. He talks about being a supportive friend to others. And then Dr. Carlos
mm-hmm.
Garcia, he owns Tampa Counseling and Wellness. They're my sponsor on a Mental Health Break podcast. But he's in the book, and he discusses areas like being your own best friend, being kind to yourself. It's just a phenomenal group of people that we put together here. Everybody loves to give back and break mental health stigma apart. And
mm-hmm.
it's just nice that I'm able to offer something for both age groups. You want to niche it down, what you're offering. And the last book, really, it's doing well,
mm-hmm.
and it had big sales, but it's not just for one person. This next book is strictly for elementary school students. It's all five grades. It's reading level that can be done by all five. There's a glossary in the back for the bigger vocabulary words that the fifth graders might know, but the younger kid wouldn't. So it's really rock and roll for them. I'm looking to find school districts who have principals and superintendents who are passionate about mental health, because those are the decision makers. I've wasted a lot of time over the years talking with teachers and then all nine. When at the end of the day, they have no money pulled.
Yeah, you
got to
go to the head. You have to go to the head people.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there's no point of wasting your time.
I would go to the governor of the state of Florida. Go right there.
Yeah, when I was out in Tallahassee with Tampa General, Mrs. DeSantis is a big mental health advocate.
Right.
And I was looking forward to trying to speak. I mean, it would still be very tough to speak with her, even if she's there. You know, she wouldn't just speak with everybody, but it would be nice to get her a book because she is, I know, somebody who's big-time mental health advocate doing steps in the right direction. Right here in Tampa, Jackie Toledo's our representative. I had the opportunity to meet her in Tallahassee, and we've also connected a few times here in Tampa. I don't speak on politics ever. She is a politician, though, and I, all colors aside, I went to support her and rally for her because I've seen her personal good in the community. I've seen it firsthand. So that's someone that I want to support, someone who cares about getting to know people in the community, someone who actually takes action in the community. And it's been an opportunity just to share my story because people like that, now she was on my podcast as well, people like that, they have a larger voice than us. So when I can give them my story, they're just doing more good with it.
Wow. So, but there was a law that was supposed to be implemented on having mental health education in the schools.
I'm sure it is by now. I mean, after COVID, it's got to be.
Well, it was, it started before and then it just like flip-flopped because, COVID happened, but you know, now is the best time but you have to get more with the educators of the districts or the higher ups versus the actual schools themselves. Because if you can get with the higher ups and they make it a mandatory thing, or they start to implement, you'll get your book in those schools. You may get both of your books in the schools. That's an idea.
I'm not saying it has to be my book, but I think that most educators in these power, leadership, decision-making positions should be looking to take a mental health approach on their students. I know that principals have discretionary funds every year, so they are able to do things like this. It's just a matter of finding the mental health advocates that are also principals. They are out there, and through networking, hopefully I come across some, because my goal isn't to only sell one book, and that's not for a financial reason, and that's not for any other reason besides I'm trying to make
a
difference on a larger scale.
Right.
I want to not only help one kid. Obviously, as long as I at least help one person, my job is done for the day, metaphorically speaking. But I'm saying I want to be able to impact and engage with an entire school and school auditoriums where they all have my book, or they've all been assigned the reading for my book in a high school class. Say high schoolers were assigned my book, and I go in to interact with the kids. That's what I'm passionate about. Right now I'm working with AMI kids here in Tampa. There are kids who were convicted of crimes as youth, and I work with them on their mental health.
That's
with
crazy.
Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health.
That's amazing.
So it's all about
that's
that
amazing.
I'm trying to get in touch with. Yeah.
Right. So it's, like I said, it's more of dealing with higher ups, really put their foot down and implement, who have the power to implement this as education, and then hopefully use your book, because I have it here. I have the one that you sent me for for the Lancey Talks Mental Health. And I remember reading it and saying, hey, this is great for my teenager or my young adult son, you know. And, you know, you mentioned the three, you know, anxiety, depression, and ADHD. And unfortunately, I have three kids that have all three of those. My 21-and-a-half-year-old right now is home, not just existing. I've done everything for him, everything you could think of. We just started TMS, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
No? TMS?
Go ahead.
TMS.
I've never used any.
But are you familiar with it?
Not enough to offer specifics, to be honest. I don't want to really speak on something I'm not too strong on.
It's a treatment where they map your brain. They do an MRI, and then they map your brain to the depression area, where they see the depression area, and they use...
I didn't know that was the name of it. Okay.
Trans something, I don't know. I should really know what it means. My son just started. He just had his second treatment. And then at some point they'll add a small dose of ketamine to it. But you can do both sides of the brain, and the other one is anxiety part, and one side's depression part. But I had a very big doctor on my show from California, a psychiatrist, not that long ago, and he specializes in the neuro part of psychiatry, and we spoke after the show, and he agreed to treat my son, and he's in California, and he spoke with my son for a good hour and a half, and he would totally give it to my son. So we started here in Florida, so far, I mean, only two treatments. We pray to God that it works, because I don't know what else will work. So,
positive thoughts to you and your son.
Yeah, thank you. We have Tanisha on, and she was on your show.
Hey,
right?
Tanisha.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
How are y'all?
She was on.
How you doing? Yeah, I know.
I'm doing good. I just got off of another call.
How you doing, Miss Author? Miss Have My Own... Facebook page.
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I truly, truly am.
Me as well.
Thank you so much.
Any questions for Vince?
I just got on, so I didn't get to hear anything, but I'm here supporting and. And I was looking
I
didn't get the like how you always send it to me. I didn't get the one tonight. What tonight?
I tagged you.
Okay, let me go on there, Marie.
Okay,
I'm going to put
you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold while you read.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go back quickly to Kelly, and then we'll talk again. Kelly? Victoria?
Victoria.
Oh, God.
That's right. I've been told worse. I've answered worse, too. No, I just want to say that I'm really inspired because, issues of mental health just aren't, you know, talked about enough in the schools. And a lot of kids are, you know, shamed. My son was diagnosed with ADHD, and all the kids that had to be on Ritalin, you know, always had to go to the nurse at a certain time. And so everybody know what kids were on Ritalin, you know. And anyway, the problem is the Ritalin, and I've did some research on this, but with some kids, the Ritalin makes them psychotic. So the psychiatrist put them on psychotic meds, and then he couldn't function at all. It was hard enough with the ADHD. And they diagnosed with ODD and all these other, you know, things. And then anyway, if I didn't get in a Ritalin, I couldn't send him to school, and then I would go to jail, you know. And the other kids, you know, ridiculed him for, you know, being having mental illness. Of course, that's not what they called it, you know. And anyway, they put him in a school because of behavior problems. Because by the time they got him on all the psychotic drugs, you know, and what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of kids develop signs of ADHD and these other kind of mental health disorders because of abuse. And nobody's addressing that. Teachers are finally getting whatever you want to call it. more aware. Do you see that? When you were writing us and talking to the teachers and stuff, the principals?
I haven't got too much on that side of thing because of, with COVID, I kind of wasn't too involved with anything as much as I wanted to be. That's when I stepped back and trying to really speak with businesses because schools didn't have money or opportunity for me to even go make a difference pro bono in some cases because there's a lot of, I mean, granted here in Florida, we've opened up quite nicely and we've been because that's just how our governor is. But I'm not limited on just Florida. My eyes and goals are much bigger. I'm trying to be across the country helping kids as much as I can, but I can't do that until now there's this other strand. I don't even want to go down this path, but I'm just optimistic that everybody will be healthy in the schools and they'll give us the opportunity to come in.
Well, you know, child abuse and domestic violence have skyrocketed because of COVID, because kids that were being abused or whatever have less opportunity to go, like, see teachers and doctors and church and, you know, activities that maybe there's mandatory reporters. And these kids are, like, even worse trapped in the violence, you know. And I'm really concerned about these kids going back to school and having, like, total mental health problems, not only just because of COVID, but because of just people losing their jobs and their houses. And, you know, that all goes on to the kids, too. And I just think it's really amazing that, you know, people are addressing children's mental health concerns. Because when we were kids, they sure the hell didn't care. You know, it was like snap into shape, you know. What's wrong with you? And I'm really impressed with what you're doing, you know. I appreciate it. Thank
you. You know, hopefully
Thank
this
you.
Is going to open the door for you know, all these other topics.
Mm-hmm.
You're sticking to,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple of topics,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're familiar
mm-hmm.
with, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hopefully it will open the door to more, you know, more
mm-hmm.
conversation.
Matter of fact,
you know,
my psychologist that I have, started a grassroots organization, and they already have the animated characters, and I'm going to be working with her to do these shows for kids on child abuse. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really want to get that. When is the book coming out for the kids? You know,
it's coming out on Friday. It will be out on Friday on Amazon. I had to take down my own.
I'll promote it.
What?
I'll promote it for him. No,
okay.
Victoria. I'll promote
okay, let me
it for
listen
you
to what
you're
saying.
Yeah, I had to take down my own personal store because of the COVID and the USPS taking an extended time, and people were ordering books for me, and the post office would take 2 weeks to get it there sometimes. So I just felt horrible about that. So I mean, Amazon, I can't sign them or anything, but. They're there and they'll get quicker by Amazon than they will from me. So.
Uh-huh. So is it a paperback book or is it hardcover for the kids?
Paperback. Fun fact, if you go through Amazon to publish, they don't do hardcovers.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Okay. That's great. I have a 11-year-old grandchild. Would that be about the age?
It'd be perfect for him. And if you do buy it off Amazon, I would love if you could leave a review as a verified sale.
Yeah.
Those are always really helping. You know, you always feel
absolutely.
Weird asking people for them, but I've now started to realize that
if
you don't ask,
because,
they don't do it. Yeah, if they don't ask, they don't do
I
it.
I have
so,
a grassroots organization
it.
Called Oz, and I do a radio, Blog Talk radio show at the same network that Jill Cock, that does Bailey Show, pays for too, and she called me up to ask me to do one of the shows. So I do a third show for my grassroots organization, and it's right now we're focusing on child abuse and issues, you know, surrounding children and stuff. And my organization completely supports networking with other people, as Bailey was saying, that we all need to work together in this. You know, I don't see no competition. I mean, I want to support you, and, you know, I mean, I think we should all just support each other. And my always saying is, let's look at our commonalities rather than our differences, because we have so much more in common. you know.
Well said. Yep.
And helping children, especially
Vince,
deal with mental health issues, is, like, so important.
Yeah, important.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the two of you guys can hook up, you know, and
yeah.
Vince can have you on his
yep.
new
yeah.
YouTube show.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, too, and Bailey can get you in touch with me and give you my phone
yeah,
number.
Yes.
You know.
Feel free to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely be interested to put you on the Mental Health Podcast. As far as night shows, I only do this show because Bailey's been great to me and a good friend. I don't
yeah.
do nights
yeah.
because I don't interfere
yeah.
with my work day. I don't work nights at restaurants
yeah.
anymore because
uh-huh.
I'm very dedicated to my 2, 3 a.m. start. And anytime I stay
yeah.
up really past 7:30 or 8 o'clock, I don't get as much sleep.
Yeah.
So it's very, very rare for me to do a night show.
Well, I'm really glad that, you know, that you're setting – like boundaries up like that because that
oh,
can,
yeah,
that can
yeah.
be difficult, you know, but it really is a part of taking care of yourself. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a younger
you know?
Guy that I started this in college. I mean, all my friends were still going out 4 nights a week and I was not going out once. And once you get past that not caring feeling and not caring
yeah.
what's on, and, 'cause I mean, I don't go on social media unless I have a reason to. I don't have notifications on.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on. I post
yeah.
and I go down the timeline and I'm out. I don't get caught
yeah.
up in
the
time.
I live on social media.
yeah, I got
I,
my day.
Yeah.
I can never do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I normally don't even get to call into many of these shows that I absolutely support, like Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just because I got all these other obligations – but
right.
I just,
some
you know, when I read your,
social media, for me,
I read
not,
your deal of what you're doing and, you know, my heart goes out to children because I was so confused when I was a kid and felt like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was nobody that would understand because, you know, when I finally got help at 21, they said, you've been depressed all your life. And I didn't even know what the hell that meant, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Started on antidepressants
well,
and my
your
whole
story
life
as
changed.
Well tonight.
Huh?
I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you for
story,
sharing
okay?
your story as well tonight. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, but don't go anywhere. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
So, Vince, we have a little more time, and I'd love to hear more about whatever you want to share with us. I know that you're probably really tired.
We spoke about the first book. We spoke
right.
about the new book. I mean, I guess we could talk about the third book a little more, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health. That is something for everybody who's on this call right now. That is a book for adults. It's a 7-day exercise. You can read it in one sitting if you're already
mm-hmm.
in tune with your mental health. But if you're someone who just doesn't eat that well, doesn't go to the gym, just wants to learn how to take small steps in the right direction, it's the book for you. Each day goes over different parts of your mental health. With a different expert. I mentioned some experts before. All of those
mm-hmm,
experts
mm-hmm.
are in this, including Dr. Denise McDermott, the Dalai Lama speaker, worldwide brand. It's a book that will kind of just get your mind rolling in the right direction, little things you can do. There's activities in this book as well at the end of each chapter
mm-hmm.
because I want to make learning fun. I want you to actually use the information that it's in there, not just breeze past it. And I think it's something that anybody who cares even a little bit about their mental health, I truly believe that these two books, because they're paperbacks, are going to be the back pocket go-to mental
mm-hmm.
health resource for everyone. It's just I don't put any money into marketing or SEO, all of these things. So my growth is just – it's positive, but it's just slow and steady. There's going to come a point that once the right person sees these and I get some exposure from it, where things are going to really go off. So I really encourage everyone to try it. If you haven't already bought it, if you already have bought it, I really appreciate it. I know Bailey posted before. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. If you check it out, definitely reach out and let me know what you think.
Yeah, I love this book. I hope you don't mind. I posted a portion of our interview
yeah, cool.
on
Thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I figured my picture... The picture of me holding it will get a lot of views.
Come on down. I mean, you don't really make any money when you sell books on Amazon, but that's not the point. You learn as an author
right.
that you make money on individual sales, but that's not what you strive for. You strive.
Right.
I mean, if you can order the book right now and put it, and you can have it tomorrow, I'd rather you do that. There's just no way to compete with Amazon. You know, overnight shipping's like, even for a book is like $35.
I just got Prime, so I'm gonna order it on Friday. How about that?
Yeah.
And then
Prime
I'll promote
is a slippery
it to
slope
you
if you're new.
What do you
Prime
mean?
Is a slippery slope.
No?
You can get click happy.
I didn't get that. Say that again.
You can get click happy because everything comes tomorrow, so you'll just start clicking things,
right,
and then all of a sudden,
right,
you got $100 in the cart. There it is.
It's true. I just did a treatment in my hair, and she's like, no, you have to use special shampoo. So I went online and I ordered it.
No.
I got the next
Prime's
day.
Prime's nice for certain things, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to keep it for long. But anyway, speaking about what Victoria said before about, you know, the olden days, my teachers used to tell my parents, your daughter has pants in her pants. Because I couldn't sit still.
No, I remember that one. Yeah.
You know, and my mother always says, you know, doctors would be like, Ritalin? I'm not giving her Ritalin. You know, it happens to be I'm taking something now for the first time. I'm 47, okay? Only because my car, this last car accident put me in a really bad funk. And I became so unmotivated, and I was going to the gym, not being able to really do my crazy workouts that I was doing, not being able to run at night because I was doubling up on classes in the morning and running at night, and I was in such a funk that it was either go back on depression medication and become numb or get some help and become motivated. And, you know, I'm very okay with, if you need medication, take it. You know, I'm not against it. But you do need therapy with it. No question. I mean, I have my therapist for 6 years already, and I'll never give her up. So, you know, you have combination. But
what works for some doesn't work for everyone. That comes back to, you know, some people, medicine plays a role and it's an effective role. It may not be forever, but it may
right.
be a temporary
right.
fix.
For
some people,
right.
it's all holistic. It's exercise, meditation, yoga.
Yep.
That's the route they want to go on.
Right.
And yeah, and for some people, they don't want to eat right, but they also
right.
offset it with the meditation or the journaling or the
right.
walks. I mean, you name it. There's so many tools, and not even because
right.
it's my book, but in Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Bailey's read it.
Yep.
I offer 15, 25. You know, there's a lot of tools in there because I'm big on what works for some doesn't work for everyone. I'm big on that life changes. You go through funks where, you know, certain foods you eat a lot, then you don't want to look at it. Music, everything, that's your mental health too.
Everything.
You don't, when you get bored of exercising, you don't want to have no other
I
options.
I never
it's
get
okay.
bored.
What else can I do? You can
right.
you can
and
journal
you never,
now. Okay. Journaling is free.
Right.
You pick up a pencil and some paper. Oh, I can do meditation. Go on Google, learn how to, or in the book, I teach you how to meditate. I'll teach you how to do yoga. In the kids' book, I teach the kids one meditation pose, one yoga pose. It's something I'm really proud of that we put together. I had a great team
yeah.
around me. This book particularly was more of a solo run. There's not pictures in it. It was easier for me to put out because these books, these age, they're just texts. They're kids reading books. They're not younger kids with picture books anymore. But in the holidays, I have a big project in the works right now to release, and it's the young age group I don't have. It's 0 to 5. It's a real big project. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to putting it out, but I want this book to do well first.
I'm sure it's going to. And like I said, it's very important for you to the right people, because once you get to the right people, again, this is something they've been talking about and implementing, and there are laws that have that started being put together the implementing was the issue.
Yeah.
On getting it, I mean, it was right before COVID, and you coming out with this right before school going, kids going right back to school, you know, it's a matter of just connecting with the right people. And I think you need you need to get onto LinkedIn more, because LinkedIn is weird.
The thing is, it's, I need the actual decision makers, and that's not even LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I check once or every other day at least.
You have to
on
have
all
the
social
right
media.
People,
it's just
connections.
Exactly.
Right.
I have. I mean, to me also, it's just, if you have a kid and you like the book, I just hope that you'd want this, your kids to have to read something like that opposed to reading that's not going to benefit their mental health. There's definitely nothing like it. Both books are unique. There's nothing like either. It's just, I don't pay for marketing, so if you don't know who I am or come across my page, you're not going to know it exists.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to, once I get it, I will go on to LinkedIn and my Facebook pages that I belong to, and I will tag the right people for you, and let's see what happens.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's easy. I mean,
we need school administrators who, and there, you know, there's two type of administrators. They're the budget cuts because they get the tax credit at the end of the year or whatever. The teachers get the refund, or the people who want to do good with the money. Books aren't expensive. They're a cheaper alternative than anything electronic. And obviously in bulk orders, I'm able to discount it a bit. So it's something that, you know, I have high hopes for. If there's, you know, some school districts, there's 6 to 10 elementary schools in there. That's almost 1,000 kids. Like, that would be something that where I'm looking to have deals with elementary schools where I can travel to one school for a couple of weeks, you know, 1 week there, 1 week here. I have high hopes. It's just, like you said, meeting the right people and the right the right decision makers who actually care about the right things, actually want to give the kids the tools they need to succeed and not become these psychos in the future. You know, it's going to be, there's a lot of people don't understand how much damage was done.
Yeah.
A lot of damage was done.
I know. I'm still dealing with it 6 years later. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know. This anxiety is not coming from nowhere for my son. He's witnessed enough crap, and he had cancer, you know. So you take those two things that he doesn't want to deal with.
Warrior.
And he is. He's a tough kid, but he doesn't want to talk about it. And that's part of the deal with the insurance, paying for it. He's got to start therapy consistently. But it's very difficult. You know, my fight constantly is, because I want to start living my life, and I need my kids to be happy, and productive young men. And I can't move forward with happiness when I'm constantly dealing with their pain. And, you know, it doesn't matter what trauma you've been through. You know, you had a brain injury, he had cancer, plus he witnessed domestic violence, so that's considered a child abuse. You know, trauma's trauma, and we want to end the cycle. You know, my kids are not babies anymore, and I'm always thinking, when are they going to get healthy enough? Will I get to see it in my lifetime? That's my biggest fear. You know, and if you don't get healthy, it just goes on to the next cycle, next generation. And let me bring on Tanisha. I'm sorry. And first, I'm going to give out our number again. We still have about 35 minutes. Hopefully, Vince can make it on. 516-531-9643. 516-531-9643. We're talking about mental health in children. And Vince Lancy is story Left for Dead, and how he has overcome every obstacle that's been thrown at him. He's incredible, and I love talking with him. So as long as we can, please call in. Tanisha, you're back on. exercises. Hold on a minute. What happened? Tanisha, are you there? Was it storming by you before? Are you in, are you in Florida?
Clear skies here. Don't jinx that. Yeah, don't jinx that.
We just had storms before, and
it might be coming this way then. Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
Check the old app. I mean, I don't mind at night. Let me sleep. No, it says we're clear for the next 24 hours. Friday, it looks like it's raining the entire next week, Friday to Thursday, every day I get.
Oh, my gosh. That sucks.
I mean, it's all 40 to 30%, which means it's just the daily hurricane season, hour bull, the usual.
Yeah, I know. We've been very lucky. And at night, it's been nice, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've still been really humid over here, though.
Yeah, but I live...
No window.
Where I live, we have... where I live, we have, a lake. Hold on a minute. I hope my internet connection doesn't shut off. My Wi-Fi. Hold on a minute. Sorry, guys. I didn't thought it said it's on. 1 second. Oh, my God. I'm on somebody's network. I can't get her on. Tanisha, if you want to call back in, if you hear me. I don't know. I feel bad. One second. So anyway, let's talk more about your... You want to talk about your e-book?
The e-book? Sure, yeah. If you're someone who's transitioning to working at home, or you've been working at home, you want to find ways to be more productive, more efficient. I take you through my day-to-day. My routines have evolved since then, but they're very effective, and I still do some of the things. They're not outdated. It's just as an entrepreneur who's worked from the house for almost 8 years, you have to keep switching it up. But I give you ways and a walkthrough of my day where things you can do to be more productive. So when you take a break, I do breaks such as laundry or dishes. They're productive breaks that still keep me in the mindset, rock and roll. Things like preparing your day before bed. Before bed, you write down the three most important things you need to do when you wake up. Before you check email, before you even go on your phone to goof around, you attack these three things. That eliminates any wasted time. You wake up, you attack it, you go forward. Right now, my morning routine is the 55-minute alarm. And then a 50-minute alarm, and then I head to the gym. I take those breaks to get my eyes off the computer. Something that's really, really worked amazing for me, I shared this with Bailey the other day, when you wake up, set a 10-minute alarm and don't use any electronics for 10 minutes, no screen time, anything. And my eyes have made it a little longer through the day, I found. And then you don't want to really wake up and be in that go, 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 jumpy, checking for likes mentality. It's something that's really, really helped me as well, is that morning 10-minute alarm. But the book will take you through my sample work days when I was writing the book, what I did that day, what I multitask on, what I don't, having the designated workspace to, prepping your meals so you can depend. It really depends on schedule, contingent, I should say, but it's another book. It's only $2, $1.99, and it's something where it's got a accountability journal in it for you to hold yourself accountable with the stuff I'm talking about for a week. Always activities. And again, it's $1.99 and definitely worth the $2 if you're looking to improve your effectiveness at home or you're just starting to work from home.
So, I've been working, I always work from home, but unfortunately my son was home for a year and a half Zooming school. I didn't have other kids home, and for a while, just him. So I've been banished to my bedroom to do everything, work, everything. So, you have to set a routine. There's no question. I mean, you can mm-hmm. literally go insane if you don't have that routine.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the hard times were when I was very unmotivated because of my car accident and not being able to have my outlet. But healthy eating, I mean, I was saying before how I had, you know, an eating and it wasn't like I overate, I underate. And I finally, like, did this nutrition challenge at my gym in February. And after, like, my entire life, I finally learned how to eat, how to force myself to eat throughout the day, even if I wasn't hungry. To eat at least three times a day. So...
Oh, and I eat like
carbs
a day.
Carbs and, yeah, well, you're a guy. You eat small little things throughout the day. I am not mm-hmm. hungry, so I have to force myself to eat. So that's one of the big changes I've made in my life, is finally learning.
I'm glad to hear it's going
eat,
well.
February. I cut carbs, sugar.
Consistency is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a very consistent person. And especially when you're
important.
A single mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel really bad because I don't know what the problem is.
I mean, yeah, but you're doing a great job as a single mother, and your boys definitely appreciate you.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
You're setting the example with the fitness, and that's an important example to
yeah,
set because
you know what?
If not everybody works
much.
Out.
A little too much.
Yeah.
My youngest has become obsessed. And my oldest was obsessed. I
work out every day, but I don't do like the power. I don't squat. I don't do things that, you know, I have my own working out, and I do power sets in between with abs in the middle. Like I love pushing myself,
right.
But I
my 17-year-old
I couldn't imagine no gym.
Yeah, right. So like even though I can't kickbox like I was before, right now,
yeah.
I still go just to be around the people and do as much as I can. I do my physical therapy there. You know when I can't do what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's important to get out of your house, and you know I tried to get my son to go into the gym the other day and play basketball, but it was very busy, so he got overwhelmed and didn't want to be around all these people and stuff like that. So whatever, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Trauma is very very difficult, and you know. We just have to, you know, fight through it. And, you know, you've got to meet in what you do. You managed to have met all these amazing people, that have inspired you. And I'm sure some have had some crazy stories, like we have, that help keep us going. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You got to keep going. Never stop going. Find something that's going to keep you in the right direction, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a person, whether it's food, healthy food, that is, just something that you look forward to each day, journaling. Everybody's different. Find what works for you and keep it going.
Yeah. I really would love to get Tanisha back on. Let me bring Victoria back. I'm sorry, I could bring Victoria back. Something is wrong with my internet. If Tanisha and Victoria, you guys can call back in, hang up and call back in. We still have a little bit more time left.
I don't know if they're there anymore.
Sorry, my phone disconnected.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Thanks for not hanging up. Guys, our phone number is 516-531-9643. Yeah. 516-531-9643.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Kenesha just...
And Victoria, please call back in. I can't bring you on for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with my computer Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi on my phone is working. So, I don't know. I'd love for you to share more with us if there's anything else you want to share.
I think I've given almost all I can. We've talked about all the books. If anybody on here does not have a ghostwriter and they are looking to write a book, I do book courses. If you enjoy any of my books, my style of writing, I do courses as well as ghostwriting. I have courses for podcasting A to Z. I have courses for everything I do, website creation, and then as well as my coaching. I specialize in entrepreneurship and overcoming adversity. Feel free to reach out to me if any of those sound interesting to you. I'm happy to appreciate some of the cost. If you say that you're friends with Bailey or you found me from Bailey, I am always happy to make a difference with people. And now that things are picking up, the coaching is becoming more sought after, which is, of course, humbling as well.
Oh, so you do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've always have. I just don't ever advertise because I don't have money to advertise. I have several websites built, several coaching clients. I still do coach, and it's fun because it's all about, again, interacting with each other, helping each other grow.
You have to have patience, right?
In this world, that's all you got.
Oh, good. We're connected. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me bring them back on.
I got a few more minutes for you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Tanisha?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, it was not you. It was me. Sorry.
I know I hung up and called like 3 times. And...
Really? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine.
Guys,
that's
our phone number is 516-531-9643. We're back on. But another 20 minutes till then. Please call in. Here's your chance to ask Vince any questions regarding his books, what he does, and Tanisha, any were you able to hear anything we were talking about or any questions?
I just want to say that I am so proud of you and that I liked how you went from a survivor to a thriver and that how you talked about the doctors when you didn't know if you were going to be able to get up and do this and that, but you push yourself. So look at you now, how you are 3 times publishing author, a coach, a speaker, and a podcaster. And I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your podcast and to speak and everything, and I can't wait to order your book and read it, and I like the fact that it's a children's book, and
I
will be sharing the message.
I know that when we were kids, there was no, even though we're all in different age groups here, there was no mental health, heart of health class, you know, there was barely sexual health. You know, there was really nothing. It was, I don't even know what we were doing back then. I don't really have too many takeaways. But now, the kids, they just need to know that it's okay to feel any type of way. It's okay to have different types of emotions. It's normal to do so. You need to hear from other people that it's okay to be sad if sad things happen. That's part of life. That doesn't necessarily mean you're depressed. So that's a lot of misused terms, too, where people just say, oh, I'm depressed, and not really understand depression. So now these kids have the tools and the knowledge to just keep the book in their back pocket and refer to it if they need to, hopefully.
Right. Well, I will be getting one most definitely. I have 6 children, 3 of my own, and my fiancé has 3.
Well,
and so...
You-
it-
Go on, Tanisha. I'm sorry.
No, and then it's kids are something new to me because I have teenagers, but kids are something new to me, and I can't wait to read it and read it to them.
Well, I appreciate the support, of course, and definitely if you do buy it on Amazon, if you could leave me a review since it's considered a verified purchase, that would be super, super cool. And I hope your kids like it. Definitely let me know what they think.
You should buy his Lancy Talks Mental Health. That's the one for young adults and adults. Besides the one for younger kids. That's the one that's coming out on Friday. This one is more for young adults. Lancy Talks Mental Health. That's the one I posted on Instagram. I tagged you, and LinkedIn I tagged you, and there's a picture of him holding it. There's a picture of me holding it, too. And it's a great book, really, and it's easy read. You could read it, like, pretty quick. But it's really helpful. I had my 17-year-old read it, and he was 16 at the time, but... and he found it very interesting. You know, talking about, back in the day, not having anything. When I was in college, that's when I had to take a course about, it wasn't called mental health. It was called, something that had to do with sex, but it was, I don't know what kind of course it was, but it was, I don't know, help me out, Vince. What kind of course would be like an elective or something that was...
I think it's just called an elective. I think that's what it's called, isn't it?
No. It was something about your health. And there was talk about, sex and whatever in it.
Hmm.
Oh, that's a big
play. I'm brain farted this late.
What is the name of it? I took a class like that. It was like a health class, and we learned about different types of...
It wasn't called mental health.
It
was not called mental health. It was called something else. But
that wasn't it.
Yeah,
I just purchased your book.
Vince, she just bought your book.
I'm here. You were a little static. You say that again?
I just purchased your book. You said it'll be here Friday, July 23rd.
Which one? Mr. Lancy Talks Mental Health?
Yes.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. And you definitely, I want to hear your thoughts as a fellow mental health advocate. The review would be cool for sure, but I'd love to also hear what you think.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Friday, what did you say the one for kids is called?
That one's called Mental Health Week.
Oh, okay.
Mental Health Week.
It's a journey. It's a journey for kids. I wish I had my connection still in the private schools. Because, as long as it's not too, what's the word, too detailed, like in a sexual way, private
there's
Jewish
no sex
school.
In the book, I don't think whatsoever.
Okay. Private Jewish schools, private Christian schools, or private Catholic schools, they would probably purchase it.
It's all about, like I said, the decision makers, and any introductions, of course, I would greatly appreciate.
Well,
it's just I've wasted so much time in my young career with people just carrying me on by conversation and getting to the decision maker and then being like, no.
You have to get yourself a publisher,
what, agent?
Yeah, like a promoter.
Well, the problem is with agents, they don't want you until they know you can guarantee X amount of money. But once I know I can guarantee myself X amount of money, then I don't want the agent. So it's a two-sided coin.
Right. But if you have, if you have an agent, they know how to get to the right people.
I've tried a few times. It's just not in the cards right now, so I'm working on different things.
Really?
Going down different avenues, yep.
Look, whatever works, but I can definitely tell you that, you know, like I said before, mental health was something that started coming out for education as a class in the school systems. I even think north in Florida, going north, they started implementing it, and then COVID happened. But you know, it definitely has to be a class in schools. I think it has to be taken a step further.
Absolutely.
than what you've put out there. So now you have a new project down the road to work on, because we have to educate our children, give them the support, and educate the educators so that we can have healthy kids. Because I think we have a world filled with
unhealthy people. Got to start the educators, yep.
Yeah, you know, we don't, it's like the same thing when you twist it and you put it into like domestic violence or crimes or whatever. You don't educate our police, right? And they need to be educated on mental health too. I have a great idea. Write a book for mental health for the police. Really? They really need to learn mental health.
If I had a couple extra weeks. I had a couple free weeks.
A couple extra minutes.
I appreciate all the jobs that law enforcement does, but right now, that's just not something I'm putting my feet into.
I know.
Anything politically related. It's just related.
But my point was that, like you just said, educate the educators. So my point was, just like that needs to be done, it has to be done in the world. And comparing it what Tanisha and I have been through, and Marianne and Victoria and, you know, all my other listeners or guests that we normally focus on, you know, if mental health was implemented or our authority was trained and the court systems, they were trained about mental health and all these different things, and we talk about this all the time, outcome would be so different. The children, in the end, are the ones affected. So our children end up with mental health issues. I mean, the statistics are so off the charts with mental health.
Well, we'll do a lot of great work together in the future, and we can definitely shine some light on that down the road together. But, I mean, hey, this really did go pretty fast. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go. You have 15 minutes left, but I feel bad that.
Don't feel bad. I'm very grateful you invited me on this show, and only for you, Bailey. You know, I make the exception from the schedule. It's an honor to be on your show. You had a lot of great interactions, so I'm grateful for having connected with them. I look forward to connecting with some of them, hopefully. And I know Tanisha, me and her linking up for putting her on the YouTube show for authors, which is going to be a lot of fun. We'll get you on there once your book comes out. Promote that on there for
sure.
But I do want to thank you, Bailey, for inviting me on your show. It was a lot of fun. I think we hit a lot of good topics. I hope I was a good guest for you.
You were a great guest. You know, tell everybody how they can reach you again.
Put it down. My website is VincentALancey.com, VincentALancey.com. My handles are @VincentALancey, from TikTok to LinkedIn, Instagram. They're all there. If you follow me on anything, just shoot me a message saying that you found me here. That way I remember to follow you back. My email is info@vincentalancy.com. And I have podcasts by Lancy too, depending on if I met you on the podcast show or not. But you can type me into Amazon. There's a bunch of stuff there, including my podcast, A Mental Health Break, That Entrepreneur Show, Writing with Authors, and Vince Story Share. They're all on my website somewhere.
Yes, and
or
the best
the
way to reach him is through email, by the way, FYI.
Yeah, email. I don't have my phone even on. When I'm working, it's on airplane mode. I check the email periodically throughout the day. Some days it's just that's my system where I don't have distractions with emails or texts or anything. So if I don't answer, it's not personal. It's I'm in one of my zones. But Bailey, thank you again. It was a lot of fun, and I hope to hear from some of your supporters.
Thank you, Vince, for being our guest on my show this evening. And for making the exception.
Of course.
And I posted some of the collaboration. We just did a YouTube video recently. It's out there. I will repost it when I upload to SoundCloud. The other ones are out there. I reposted them on LinkedIn. And, again, thank you very much. Tanisha, if you want to hang on and we can chat, or if you have to go, I'll chat myself or end the show. Again, Vince, thank you so much for being here tonight. I hung up on him. So, Tanisha, tell me, how's it going?
Everything is going good. Everything is going good. I've been busy speaking and just being busy.
So have
with
you
life
done
and
any
kids.
Like? Yeah, I know. Have you done any live, like actual audience speaking yet?
Well, I've been doing like the Zoom and the podcast. And I haven't, what you talking about, like, face-to-face, like, out?
Yeah, like a live audience.
No, I haven't done. I'm ready, though. I'm ready. I'm trying to see how can I start about doing it, like, going around, like, speaking, and I'm trying to, like, get involved with the community.
Right.
How do I, what go to the schools and speak.
I don't know.
I'm having a book signing
at
the church.
Right.
So
oh, that's
I
awesome.
Guess that'll be my first. Yeah, so I guess that'll
and
be my first.
They're allowing you to
live.
Are they're allowing you to come into the church and speak?
Yes. Well, I just joined church last Sunday, me and my baby. And so I'll be having a book signing on August 7th. On that Saturday, and so I'll be
wow
just speaking. So that'll be my first time. You know, I've gotten up and talked in front of people, but this would be like my first time just really doing this. So, and I just feel like it's time, and I just want to just travel the world, Bailey. And I'm glad to be connected with you and Vincent and just other advocates and survivors and So this is all new to me. All this is new.
Yeah. Well, you like went from this shy, quiet, just listener, boom, into this author, podcaster, speaker. I mean, sometimes that's the way to do it. Just go into it,
Just go into it. Yeah, you're right. I should, because I was like, I lived in a shell for so long, for 27 years.
Yes.
Ooh.
Right.
It's just, right. It was just time.
And don't you feel free? Like, just
oh, my God.
Birds,
you
like
just
free,
don't
like,
know. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I just feel, like, free. I always just felt like I was just going to fall over. And just, it's something, though.
with how your brain plays tricks on you. You know, it's something. Because the brain is powerful.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about before, how no matter what kind of trauma you've been through, you rewire yourself, you know, and it's really incredible how Vince, he's still on his journey to recovery from 2013, you know, and, you know, your recovery has taken years, and Victoria's recovery has taken years, and Marianne, who was on earlier, her recovery, you know, all of our recoveries, it's baby steps, and you just went flying. it's incredible.
I never expected it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's incredible what can be done when you make the right connection and you have a good support system. It's incredible, right? Would you say that?
Yes, it's very incredible. Yes, it is. Yeah. And like you said, making the right connection, I heard you saying it to Vincent, it's like connecting with the right people, the right support and everything. And
I did three of his shows, and he came to me. We connected on Instagram. Because that's where he does all his stuff. That's where he did. He had two podcasts going simultaneously. One was on entrepreneurship, and one was on mental health break. And he was doing them round the clock. Like, they were coming out like fire. And he approached me and asked me if I would, because he must have seen something I posted. Maybe the Miss Texas show or something. And he asked me if I would be on his podcast, on his mental health break one. And I loved talking to him. And then he came back to me a few months later and said, would you like to be on my COVID talk? You know, I was able to bring in domestic violence and how it connects to mental health and domestic violence and mental health, and then domestic violence and COVID, because I was able to relate both topics to what I've been through. And then, you know, his YouTube obviously was difficult because it was 10-15 minutes, but I really enjoyed collaborating with him, and I was honored to have him agree to be on my show, the Never Give Up show, because he's one hell of a perfect example of someone who didn't give up. And he's like an Energizer bunny, you know? Just going and
that's
going and
good.
Going.
That's good. He keeps going.
Yeah.
He keeps going because he didn't know. It's like, you know how they said he didn't know if he was gonna be able to go to the bathroom, but he pushed himself, and that's what you have to do: push yourself, believe in yourself.
Right, like the words, "Tell me I can and I will." I love that. I just love it because, you know, that's how so many people in this world survive, whatever they've been through. You know, or people that have come from nothing and wanted to become a basketball player or, you know, a baseball player or whatever, or a rapper. You know, I actually recently was watching, I'm very into Latin, I love Latin music. I love reggaeton, and I was watching Nicky Jam. Do you know Nicky Jam?
No.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all gonna be on the phone. Go.
He sings reggaeton, or like Latin music. He's from Puerto Rico, and I was watching his documentary, and he's like this huge, famous, big time singer and songwriter. I think he writes all his music. And
now, what's his name?
Nicky Jam. And I'm promoting him. I should get something for this. N-I-C-K-Y Jam, J-A-M. He's all over Instagram if you want to follow him. And I was, so on Netflix, I was watching his documentary. It's like, and I became obsessed. I was like staying up late at night watching it, and I had to read the subtitles, and I hate that because I don't speak Spanish. I mean, I understand a word here or there. And it was incredible how he came from nothing. And it wasn't that it was nothing. I mean, his mother was a drug addict. His father was a mess. And, you know, he had a sister, and he became an addict on pain medication. And you know, he literally fought like hell. And, you know, it's all about really having support, a support system. And he was lucky. His father came back into his life and got him clean. And from there, he just made the right connections. And he's this massive. And he actually plays himself in this, as he got older, in the documentary. And it's also it flip-flops to an interview. And so it's his story. And he's telling his story, and it goes back and forth to acting out of the story. And as he got older, he plays himself in there. So it was incredible. I found it really, really fascinating. I love to see somebody come from nothing and work their butts off to get to where they are. You know, like my 17-year-old, writes music, and he raps. He started off writing poetry, and it turned into rap. And he writes, and then he goes to his friend's house, who has a little makeshift music studio, and they put it into music. And then they'll go to a real studio and fix it up. And that's how he's been doing this for a good bunch of years. Well, the writing at least, but he started doing more of the singing and rapping, and that's his healing from what he's been through. So he always says, I'm going to make it. I'm going to prove it to everybody. I said, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Prove it to you, you know? And, you know, he has that goal set, you know, and God willing, he will. We have about 30 seconds left. I'm just going to close us out here, unless you want to say last-minute words. Anything last-minute? No. Well, I want to thank, again, our guest tonight, Vince A. Lancey. Wherever my show is posted is his information. Thank you for being on my show tonight. It was an honor. Thank you to Joe Koch for giving me this Blog Talk Radio time. Thank you, Charlie, for helping me start the show, Never Give Up show, and throwing me out there to be on my own. Thank you to all my callers tonight. Thank you to Nisha for staying on and calling back in. If you had a hard time calling in, I'm sorry. I had some internet issues in the middle. And you know, mental health is a very big topic that we have to educate people, like Vince says, educate the educators, and it goes hand in hand with everything else we normally talk about. So you know, that's really how it goes. You know, everything is hand in hand, and we're here to support each other, and I appreciate all the people that listen to the show, that call in, take the time to call in, and to my guests. Again, this is Bailey Smith from Never Give Up Show, and I hope you guys will listen to the show. I'll upload it and onto SoundCloud a little later and listen to it anytime. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/friendstalk. It's the new platform that we have, and we have a couple of other people on there. So, you know, you can go on Blog Talk Radio and listen, download and listen to the show. Thank you again to everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
With a little perseverance, you can get things done. That has conquered some, and nobody wants to know you now, and nobody wants to show you how. You can see, you can.